Soaring housing prices are forcing families farther and farther away from cities. For many, that means trading time, 2 or more hours a day to get to work for a nicer home and a bigger yard. But high gas prices are hitting many of those consumers very hard. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports from one Pennsylvania county where the morning drive into New York begins long before sunup.
Sure, I want it. I hate to go to New York with no money.
It's 3:45 in the morning, and Ephraim Stevens is getting ready to leave for work. Stevens, who's 27, has had less than 5 hours of sleep. Still, he's wide awake. He moves stealthily, not wanting to wake up his wife and 3 kids. Outside, in the inky darkness, he climbs into his Acura and begins the long ride to work.
Oh boy, another day.
If all goes well, Stevens will make it to his job in Manhattan in 2 hours. He lives in Monroe County in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. Every morning he drives 80 miles to Harrison, New Jersey, and catches a commuter train to New York, where he works as a technical analyst at a bank. Each evening he does the whole thing in reverse. It's a tough commute, Stevens says, and these days it's a costly one too. At 4:10 a.m. he pulls up to a brightly lit all-night gasoline station.
And what are the prices today? Oh, $1.92. See, up 3 cents. So, I guess I'm gonna be paying about $27. Oh boy, here we go.
Since Stevens moved to Pennsylvania a year ago, he's seen gasoline prices climb above $2 a gallon. He's always looking for ways to conserve gas.
I mean, because the whole goal is try to, you know, save whatever income you can these days. Believe it or not, even when I go down the hill, I put the car in neutral, hoping to save a couple of gallons. No joke. Yeah, there's a lot of hills going down. You know, we're elevated pretty high up here, so going back to Jersey, it's mostly downhill.
As Stevens leaves the gas station, a surprising number of other cars are already on the highway. Many of them carry commuters, too. According to a study by East Stroudsburg University, a quarter of Monroe County's 160,000 residents work outside the county each day, commuting an average of 51 miles each way. County Planning Director John Woodling says Monroe County today is a far cry from the way it once was.
This was a very rural, laid-back county in 1960, less than 40,000 people. And as far as commuters, I doubt that we had more than a handful, and certainly nobody commuting to New York or New Jersey, because it would have taken you all week to get there.
But the opening of Interstate 80 changed that, enabling people to get to New York much more easily. Over time, a lot of new people moved to the county, attracted by the relatively cheap housing and the bucolic lifestyle. The county issues more than 1,500 building permits a year. Many of the newcomers commute to the city, says real estate agent Rob Burney.
I would say at least half of our clients are people that are doing commutes, either the eastern part of Jersey or New York City. I think people are so desperate to get a house, and the prices in New York and Jersey are so unaffordable that they grasp at straws, and this is the answer, at least for the time being.
Some of the commuters are well-paid professionals, but many others are of average means. Nancy Dugan was standing at a gas station just off I-80 last week, filling up her Chevy Blazer. She makes baseball uniforms for a living. Her husband is a mason restorer who commutes to the city. Dugan says the higher gasoline prices have hurt their bottom line.
We keep like a list of things that we need and what we need to do, and then we go out one night or one day after work and we do it all and come home instead of, oh, I forgot this, and then you run out and then you come back. You have to learn to adjust your schedule, I think, better, knowing that the gas prices are so high.
As she replaces the gas cap on her tank, Dugan says people just have to grin and bear higher gas prices. And that may be true. There's talk of building a commuter rail link to the city from Monroe County, but right now the only public transportation is a private bus company. Pat's Neela Canton, professor of economics at East Stroudsburg University, estimates that as few as 1 in 10 commuters take the bus. He says they like the independence of driving. Even with higher gas prices, he doubts that most commuters would be willing to use public transportation.
I'm pretty sure many will say, or majority will say no. I'm not going to change. They will find other ways to economize on their life rather than changing their driving habits.
As for Ephraim Stevens, he says he used to take the bus, but sitting for so long in the narrow seats gave him leg cramps. Moreover, he says since fuel prices have gone up, the bus company has raised its prices too. One thing Stevens won't do is move closer to the city. In Monroe County, he paid less than $200,000 for a four-bedroom suburban-style house with a swimming pool.
What other choices do I have? I can go to New York, you know, get a small two-bedroom apartment again, which is where we came from. I'd never do that. Even if I lived in, you know, another 50 miles, I would still commute to New York.
Like a lot of people, Steven says he's willing to do whatever it takes to give his family a decent standard of living, even if it means higher gasoline prices and a 4-hour commute each day. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.